Hey, thanks for holding the line. Appreciate your patience. Is it Katie?
Yes.
Hey, Katie, how are you? How are you doing today? This is Roger, working on your website project. Yesterday, I tried calling you on this number, but, I was not able to get a hold of you. So, is
Hi,
it a
Roger.
good...
Yeah, I'm
Go ahead.
available today.
Perfect. So, Ari, Katie, I believe you like the concept that we shared with you. There were two concepts for you. One was based on your requirement that you shared initially, and the other one was based on the suggestions, all right? So I believe you more towards the suggestions that we have shared with you. But before I explain that to you, I would like to know that do you have any idea about the website platform and technology?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think this is going to be a pretty simple, straightforward one. We just need to load the photos in, and then I'd love it if there was a little bit of automation. So some sort of, or I'm sorry, animation. So some sort of like movement with some of the pictures like filtering through or, but other than that, I think it's a pretty baseline, basic, low functionality website.
All right. So it will be like you want it to be more dynamic rather than a static version of the website, like the way the picture should flow, all right, the way they should appear, those animations, those hover effects should be, kind of more attractive, correct?
Yeah, at least at one spot. So I think some of the pictures can be stationary, but if there were a group of them that sort of cycled through, that would be ideal just to have a little bit of movement in the site.
A causal effect, like if there's a certain span of time, it should get changed in a box. Is that what you're referring? All right. So, see, that's fine that we can do that for you. But I would like to know that when it comes to updating the website, like let's say for now we will create the website for you. All right. We'll deploy it live. We'll get this completed for you. But do you have any plans? But I think, like obviously, you might be, planning to add more pictures, to add more, information on the website later down the road,
Sure.
right? So,
Yes.
I'm, because we believe the actual experience gets started when you start using the website, not while working with us while we create a website for you. So I'm gonna, just discuss that experience. So, do you have any idea using a WordPress website?
A little bit. Yes. I'm just literate enough to probably get it done.
All right, because see, it's not about delivery, see, it's about the, coding, the fine-tuning that might be needed later you add something on the website on WordPress. So that is why we suggested you, like there is a different technology, a different platform that we can provide to you. And, the best part is you actually selected that version, all right, by default. So it's up to you. If you want, we can convert that into, a WordPress CMS. CMS is basically a content management system that will, actually allow you to get into the back end, being an admin and make the changes. All right. Now those changes includes the updating the pictures, all right, removing the existing picture, or coming up with more pictures or content like any text, any banner that you have on the website, you can update it and change it. Now I think, like if you have not done it before, or if it's like, you're not, I would say, proficient enough with WordPress, so I would recommend you that you must go with the custom backend as well. Like when we say custom backend, it will be the most simple version that you have envisioned. When we say custom, it will be kind of a tailored backend that will only have the options that you need on the website in terms of controlling it. Let's say if you want people to contact you, obviously there will be an inquiry form, all right, where once they visit the website, if they want to contact you, they can call you or they can send you an email if you will be having the number or the email there. But let's say if you want them to share their contact details, we will have a form there where they will share their, inquiry or anything that they want to discuss. And as soon as they enter or, it hit submit button, the information get landed to you, right? We can make that automated in terms of getting that saved in the database, all right, and showing you that notification on a dedicated dashboard of your website where you would be able to interact with your visitors later down the road. If you, like, let's say if there is an activity on your website, because it's like more about, adding pictures and letting people know about it. So the existing client will get notified that there is an activity in terms of updating new pictures on the website so that they can directly get into the link. That will increase the chances for you to get more traffic, interact with your existing client, send them bulk emails, sell them bulk notification. Not only that, when it comes to updating the, you know, anything on the website, it will be much more easier for you to do that. Plus, like the
competitor. Can I stop you there? Because I have a work day that I have to get back to. What is the additional charge? Because I understood that what I bought was going to be really easy to update from the back end. I thought I already paid for that.
The additional fee would be based on the automation tools that you would like to add there. All right. Now let's say if you want to have a monetization plan. All right. Like for example, right?
Don't take me wrong here. Let me explain what it is. So all it is applying for modeling jobs and being able to give them a URL so that they can go and look at pictures of her. So the interactivity is really low.
Mm-hmm. And what about people finding you from organic searches? Like, obviously, it will be more like working as a portfolio, all right, to the people, those who are already in contact. But let's say when we deploy it live, do you want people, like, from your location to contact you for any kind of a modeling work or any kind of a, you know, just by keywords, right? Like if I want to find a model for a certain activity or certain, you know, commercial, I would be just, you know, if I go on search engine Google and if I type down a model for this, a model for that.
So I thought that search engine optimization was part of the package I bought.
Exactly. So see, these are the things that needs to be, you know, errors. So based on those automation, I can give you a plan based on your budget as well. But before I share any pricing with you, it would be better that I show you what I'm offering you rather than, you know, just explaining it to you over the phone call. So is it possible that we can schedule a screen sharing session where you would be, you know, in front of your computer and we can do Zoom meeting and I will share my screen with you? And we'll show you a couple of projects, all right, that I already did in terms of the back end that I want to offer. Now, let's say it will be more like about the experience your visitor will have and you being a super admin panel, right? And I'll show you both of the platform. I will explain you how it can benefit you, and then you can decide.
Yeah.
Because Amanda Pizzi,
I'm sorry, I already through a sales call like this, and I already gave them my budget, and I already spent my budget. So I said my budget was $500, and I spent $500 on the website that I paid for. So I just need to get it done for that amount. And I was told I'd be able to update things from the back end with the package I bought and that there would be search engine optimization
That's what I'm telling you. See, with the package you have bought, you can update the website. But we're talking about how easy or how difficult it would be, all right? Or let's say once the website is completed.
Yeah, I don't have any more money. I don't have any more money. I'm done. Like, that's it. That was my budget. I spent it. So I just want to talk somebody through. I don't want to be on a sales call. We did this already. I want to talk somebody through where I want the pictures, and I want to just get the website done.
All right. By the way, it's not a sales call. I'm your website developer working on your website project, right? So if you're getting that kind of I'm trying to selling you something, I told you that later, once the website is completed, for me, updating the picture, getting the website completed is not a problem, right? But I know and I want to make this a long business relationship where I expect to have referrals from you rather than you ended up getting frustrated updating the website. So I just wanted to make sure after reading your brief, I saw that you mentioned that you're open to suggestion in terms of platform, right? When we say platform, that is the technology that we're going to be using for the website. So you purchase WordPress, all right? I don't have a problem providing you WordPress, but I propose you two concepts. You rejected the WordPress version, but you selected the custom version. That is the reason we're discussing this with you, right? But let's say if you see the room for improvement, I'm discussing the room for improvement that I can provide, where you can use this website for the next 15 to 20 years, where you can update the pictures yourself. You would not be dependent on Isaac, Roger, or Josh. You running the show. That's what I want to
exactly. So and that's what we talked through when I bought it was that, hey, we've got this package. It's got an easy back end. It's a custom back end, so you'll be able to update everything yourself. It will be so easy, and it's on sale, so we can get it for your price of $500. And I said, okay, so that's why I'm confused about this conversation.
So, see, that is why I'm telling you, allow me to show you what you purchased, all right, and
okay.
what I'm offering so that you can, you know, get an idea. What they told you,
okay.
that's completely correct, that you can make the changes, all right? But what I'm telling you, I want to provide you a simple and easy version that you can use for the next 15, 20 years, right?
Okay. Do you want to screen share now? You can just, do you have my email address? You can send me a link?
Yeah, we can do it now if you're available.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Hold on a second. All right, check your email.
Okay.
Zoom meeting, that's the subject to this email.
Okay, I'm getting in.
All right.